I say this as someone who's pretty sympathetic to the issues of the neighborhood here, but I would really prefer if people didn't clap, because there are some people in the audience that come with a different point of view, and I'm sure, you know, it's just, I think if we could refrain, I would personally appreciate it. Betty Jo Dominic.
I live at 1610 East Market Street, and I am here in favor of Franklin becoming one way. I'd like to say that I am the lady who spoke with Mr. Atkins, and I think that he was very considerate of my complaints about noise, but his trucks are just a small part of what we as a neighborhood need to get a hold of. And his trucks, noise is an issue. I teach piano in my house, and I had gone to him on a personal note because when I was teaching, I actually had to stop talking to my student when the trucks would come through. They also would wake me up in the morning, and I like to sleep with my windows open, so I just went to him on a personal note without getting the neighborhood involved, because it was a personal issue. I said, I can't sleep. I'm awakened in the morning when they're hitting my fence and my trees, and I'm worried that if somebody hit my fence, my dogs would get out. And this was not a neighborhood issue. But as I have lived there for the past 3 years, I have seen so many problems, because Franklin Street is a two-way street, that voluntary meetings would not help. We have trucks getting stuck there on a regular basis. And the street isn't wide enough, first of all, for them to make the turn. So what happens is they come into our neighborhood, and I started interviewing the truck drivers because I was curious where they came from and how a big truck would even choose to come under a railroad into a neighborhood in the middle of the night. And I found that all of them had MapQuest with them. And this is not something that voluntary actions are going to help. I mean, we live in a computer-generated world, and most of them didn't speak English, and I felt sorry for them. They were inconvenienced by this as much as I was in the middle of the night wondering what's going on. And many times we've had to have a wrecker brought in. There was the one you have the picture of involved the police, the news, and a wrecker. And because there was no car parked in front of that house that day, that truck was in the neighbor's yard. But kindly, a police officer pointed out to us that if people parked their cars where we're allowed to, the trucks would absolutely not be able to enter East Market Street. It was not designed for that. So we're dealing with many more issues than just concrete trucks. The trucks, like I said, they're eventually going to come through my yard because it's simply not big enough to make the turn. Furthermore, we're not trying to inconvenience businesses. I think that it's a great compromise. I'm like Chuck Taylor. I live on the corner. I see the traffic. If the traffic were changed to leaving our neighborhood, it would eliminate a lot of our issues that are on the table. Speeding, trucks, noise, it would be cut in half. Rarely have I been alarmed or awakened or stopped dead in my tracks by a car speeding up East Market to turn left on Franklin. That just does not happen. But everything that comes through Franklin is an issue. There are horns blowing. I understand lots behind me are going to be sold. I don't know how people buying a lot there would get out of their home if that street is made one way, because I can't get out of my driveway on Franklin. I don't use it very often because it involves a lot. And people dart through there because they're in a hurry, because they want to save time, because they don't want to wait for the train. It's just another example of life in the fast lane, and I don't think we need to have that in our neighborhood. So I think I covered my issues.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Where are the trucks headed in the middle of the night that get stuck?
That's a good question. They're not headed to our neighborhood. They are given a shortcut by a computer that sends them winding through to... They're not headed to our
street. But they're not heading to a business on your street.
No,
they're heading somewhere else.
They just headed out into the world. And that little zigzag is the shortest distance between two points. And so, I'm saying we're not pointing fingers at Farron. We're not pointing fingers at Allied Trucks.
Okay.
It's a bigger,
thank you.
Way bigger issue. Thank you.
Okay. Steve, and I'm sorry, Steve, I can't read your last name.
Hi, I'm Steve Riggs. I live on 1610 East Market Street. One thing with Betty Jo, our driveway is on Franklin Street. So this would affect us if it was made one way, which I'm in favor of. We're willing to sacrifice our driveway because the problem is so bad. It's not really the concrete trucks. The two accidents were pedestrian cars, drunk drivers. That's my problem. The concrete trucks are just noisy.